This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Wyoming Congresswoman Cynthia Lummis, who represents the entire state. She's also a member of the House Budget Committee. We want to get her thoughts on some of the reports coming out about the Democratic-sponsored health care plan unveiled last week by Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and what we can expect from the Republican alternative, a much thinner volume expected now in the coming hours and days. And Congresswoman, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, you're welcome, Craig.
Let's start with the price tag on the Pelosi bill here. She said it was below the $900 billion threshold. The Congressional Budget Office showed that it was actually a little over $1 trillion, and now it's up to around 1.2, some say even 1.5, and that's before we even get to the physician's reimbursement for Medicare. What's the reality on what this will cost the taxpayer?
Now, the reality is somewhere between $1.5 and $2 trillion over the next 10 years, and then dramatically more after that. The reason is that the Democrats' bill collects taxes for 10 years, the next 10 years, but only provides benefits for about six of those years. And so the next 10 years will have to pay for themselves. And that's when the really, really heavy lifting occurs. But even if you look at the fact that we're going to collect more taxes for 10 years and spend them over 6 years, you look at the kind of taxes we're talking about, and it's a stunning amount of money. It's a 5.4% surtax on individuals that make over $500,000, and, of course, more than half of those that file in that tax bracket are people who run small businesses. And those are the very businesses we need to pull our country out of economic recession. There's also, of course, the 8% surcharge on total payroll if you put your employees on government care. So the taxes they're going to collect have small businesses coming and going.
So in terms of the argument the Democrats make that the only folks who are going to see tax increases of significant size are the wealthiest of the wealthy, if you read the details, that's not true, is what you're saying?
That is not true. It imposes government-forced health care on any business with more than $500,000 in payroll expenses. And when you think about it, even a small 20-person janitorial service in a community runs up a $500,000 annual payroll. So this is going to hit Main Street businesses, even in rural areas.
The Pelosi bill totals 1,990 pages. The Republican version, we're told, is about 230. Lighter reading, certainly. What is in there?
Not only lighter reading, but less government. The Republican bill will address the issues such as portability of your health insurance, so you can take it with you from job to job. You'll be able to purchase insurance across state lines and from various associations to which you may belong, including, say, a Rotary Club or a church or an alumni association. So that way, if you move from job to job, you can take your insurance with you. And, of course, because it creates more competition, it should bring insurance rates down. It also provides better access. One of my big concerns about the Democrats' bill is that it actually will reduce access. I know numerous physicians in physician-starved Wyoming who have said that they're not going to work for less than the cost of providing services to the people they serve. And so many more doctors and hospitals in Wyoming are no longer taking Medicare patients, and they will begin not taking these government-run health care plans patients because they're being reimbursed at less of their cost of providing the service. Consequently, it really reduces the prospects of access to health care in rural areas and probably eventually urban areas as well. And that will lead to rationing. I know it sounds alarmist, but when you read the Wall Street Journal yesterday on WSJ.com, they call it the worst bill ever. And I'm quoting now from what this article says: epic new spending and taxes, pricier insurance, rationed care, dishonest accounting. The Pelosi health bill has it all. No one could say it better.
Hmm. Congresswoman, you mentioned that already there's a dearth of physicians in your home state of Wyoming. What is the Republican solution for encouraging more physicians either back into the field or to enter the field in the first place?
You know, we absolutely have to reimburse our doctors and hospitals when they provide services to people on Medicare at the full cost of providing that service. And that is a disparity between doctors and hospitals in urban areas versus doctors and hospitals in rural areas. I think that's the number one problem, and that's something that Congress can fix right away. But in addition to that, we have in the Republican bill a provision for tort reform. And the Democrats, in contrast, have in their bill a provision that grants for tort reform will not be provided to states who have already placed a cap on non-economic damages in medical malpractice cases. That is taking a state that has made a decision, a policy decision, to protect its doctors and the affordability of their medical malpractice premiums, and saying that the federal government believes they're wrong. And that is usurping federal control once again over states. And furthermore, the Democrats' bill is just full of unfunded mandates on states by increasing the amount of Medicaid reimbursements that states are going to have to provide. And you add it all up, most of the states I'm aware of, including my home state of Wyoming, are cutting their budgets and tightening their belts. And the federal government's the only one that's not doing it. And now shifting costs to the states that the federal government's going to impose for the first time on the people of this country. This is a radical departure from the America we know. I'm used to an America, as are you, where the federal government was shackled by the Constitution and the people were freed up, the people were empowered. And Nancy Pelosi's health care bill does exactly the opposite. It empowers government and shackles the people of this country.
We're talking with Wyoming Congresswoman Cynthia Lummis. And Congresswoman, from what we're hearing, the Republican alternative focuses on about 8 or 9 specific priorities. The Democrats have come out and said, well, that's insubstantial. It doesn't comprehensively address the system. And it sounds like, from your perspective, that's a fundamental difference here, that it's basically an overhaul on one side and specific targeting of the major problems on your side.
The Democrats are in the driver's seat. They have a huge majority in the House. They could pick from among the 53-plus Republican bills that have been filed on health care and say, we like this one, we like this one, we like this one, and they could bring them up for debate. But instead, they point at Republicans, call us the party of no, which is absolutely untrue. The party of no is not a party that's filed 53 alternatives to the Democrats' health care bill. And another advantage of these Republican bills is because they're incremental, we could address them over the next 12 months, fully debate them, address the problems that are the most critical first, and really target that 15% of the American population that is really inadequately served by our current healthcare system, either because they have a pre-existing condition, or their insurance is not affordable, or their insurance is not portable. And we could take those front burner issues and address them one by one, and then get down to more of the details during the ensuing 12 months. The Democrats are trying to take a sledgehammer to health care and do this massive reform that affects every single person, whether they're happy with their health care or not. What the Democrats have produced is a bill that absolutely is the opposite of what President Obama was saying. President Obama said, if you like your health care, you can keep it. Not so with this bill.
Congresswoman, we'll certainly be following the debate as it comes forward here. Real quickly, do you still expect to vote it by the end of this week?
There is a lot of speculation about that. I still think it could go Friday, Saturday, or spill into Monday and Tuesday. But there's so many unknowns coming out of the Democrat caucus that We have no idea. So we want the nation to help us stop this bill. So I strongly encourage people to call their members of Congress, to show up in Washington at noon on Thursday of this week if you can. Make a house call on Nancy Pelosi. Participate with conservatives in saying, this is not the answer. Let's take a slow, incremental approach to this over time. We need the American people to weigh in now, just in case they try and ram this bill through before the end of the week.
Congresswoman, we've got to run. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Wyoming Congresswoman Cynthia Lummis, member of the House Budget Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.